Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, excuse me, what the fuck is up? And welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
This ain't your dad's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, okay?
You know when your uncle was like, hey, I listen to podcasts, and they turn on some fucking dog shit? Well, this is that dog shit to the extreme,
to the maximum,
brother. So this is the podcast where we ask the important questions. But before we get to that, I'm your host, Joel Dusha.
And I'm your host, Jackson Bailey.
And I'm your host, Joel Zammit.
And today, where we ask the important questions, and today's important question is actually, you found ET now, what?
Whoa! So we're the night.
Are we little boys or are we us? That's important.
We'll
explore both, but first we.
Because we're gonna have to be little boys because the answer if we're us currently ranges between what the fuck is that and killing ET.
Yeah, absolutely. Putting ET in a garbage bin, rolling him down a hill. Yeah.
Boys, have we seen ET?
No. I guess we didn't. That thing lying in the ditch, dead says otherwise. Yeah. But yeah, so hey, ET. Steven Spielberg's greatest movie.
Yep.
A little boy, Elliot.
Yeah.
Well, no, first of all, E.T.
Yep.
Freak of space.
Yep.
He lands in the woods with his freak friends.
Yep.
Freak friends abandon him.
They're like, finally, we get to get rid of this piece of shit.
E.T., you make me want to fucking die, is what they say.
Our species is disgusting, but you are the most disgusting.
That's not good. That's how we don't work in an inverse rule.
We're ashamed about how disgusting we are, but we're extra ashamed that you're the most disgusting.
Yep. And then little boy, E.T. is obviously stressed because the government want him.
Yeah.
And little boy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I get it. And little boy, Elliot.
Is he stressed because he was abandoned?
No, he's stressed because he's abandoned, but also Mr. Jangle Keys.
Yep.
The guy what's jangling his keys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is hunting E.T. with his mates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he's scared. And then E.T. goes and hides in a shed. And little boy Elliot drops a pizza on the way to meeting him.
Yep.
And then they form a lifelong friendship that ends in E.T. sucking the juice out of the boy.
Well, before
E.T. has to go back to space.
They form a lifelong friendship where Elliot and E.T. mind meld.
Yeah.
And
but E.T.'s got
Elliot
a stronger
drunk.
Brain.
He gets Elliot drunk at school.
Yeah. Pulls on his mom or something.
And then Elliot kisses a girl at school because he's horned up for his own mom due to E.T.'s mind meld.
Uh-huh.
E.T.'s got a stronger brain, drains all of his juice.
Yeah. The little boy
Man,
starts.
I do not remember E.T.
E.T.'s getting sick, but Elliot's getting sick. And then eventually they make the E.T. phone home.
One of them looks like a sick little boy. The other one looks like a white dog turd drying in the sun.
Oh, I do remember this.
And then E.T.'s like, anyway, kid, smell you later. Your planet sucks shit. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And he goes back to space. But instead of we Elliot, it's the plumbing triplets.
We plumbing the triplets. Plumbing the triplets.
It's plumbing the triplets. Our older
brother.
Is Drew
Barrymore still the...
Why did
I feel like that I said that wrong?
No, it was Drew Barrymore.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I said... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
You feel like you said True Barrymore?
Yeah, I said...
The
feel
True Barrymore.
Something about her name, I fucked up,
Drew Barrymore becomes a kind of like, you know, the one situation...
Yeah.
We'll eventually get
the true Barrymore.
Yeah. So it's Plumbing the Death Star and Drew Barrymore as a child. We're all children. Our
older brother's playing D&D. We want in for some reason.
And it looks like everyone's smoking, but they're not. It's just a smoky house.
Yeah, but we are smoking.
Yeah, we're smoking.
And we're going to go get the pizza. And what do we see? First thing the little boy encounters, Little ball rolls out of the shed.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we think? I'm Nothing. Thinking ghosts.
I'm thinking, where's we that have, fucking pizza?
Do we have a dog?
No.
Cat?
No pets, I don't think. Feels
then
like you should have.
I'm out of options about why that ball rolled over.
I honestly think that if a ball rolls out of my shed, I wouldn't even notice.
Okay. Well, is that just because you don't notice balls?
Yeah, I'm not
ball
like
ball blindness.
Yeah, I've got ball blindness.
Everybody, you look at the mirror, you're like, I've been muted. Oh, wait, no.
That's a right. Really?
Played a game of basketball. What the fuck are they doing? Yeah.
Where is the
They're
ball?
Just running around.
This guy.
What the fuck?
I like that my morning ritual in this situation, my ball blindness, is to stand fully nude in front of a mirror and then freak out about muted, but then having to focus really hard and I can see through the ball yeah. blindness. And like,
that's right.
My yeah, full-on yeah. nut sack, yeah. my fat nuts is still there.
You got tattooed on the back of your hand. You got nuts.
Yeah. You have ball blind. You have, yeah. It's funny because I've only got ball blindness, but also apparently I wake up memento every day.
The dog shit memory.
Oh, yeah.
Dog
shit.
Look at your hand. You got ball blindness. Look down right. above you, like on your pubis mons, but like written so you can read it. You have balls. Just focus. Okay. Look at the palm of your hand. Oh. In basketball, they're actually bouncing a ball.
Oh, that's right. Woo.
Yeah.
The top of your forehead just says, you also got the memento disease. That's right. Oh, God, yeah. Okay.
You look on your like your like your leg. Memento is a movie where the main character.
I was gonna ask. This is awesome that you know exactly the order you're gonna put your body in. That's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, but then eventually we see E.T. We go in the shed.
Yeah, we find E.T.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
What do you first think?
I don't know. I reckon there might be some kind of axe murderer. I might have already tattletailed and told mom. I might have ratted us out already. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess like if you're feeling brave and you're hearing rustling around in the
Oh, yeah. Well, who's the youngest, though?
Elliot.
No, of the three,
three of us.
Jackson's the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the baby of the group.
You're the baby of the group. I guess I'm default older, tough kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm.
You got to go in. Zama's going to go in, oldest brother. We came out triplets, but wrong, I guess.
Triplets, but still with the same real life age gap.
Yep.
5 years between me and Zamet and 6 months between
Zamet
me and Jackson.
Obviously came out first.
Yeah.
And they were like, ma'am, five. Don't worry, you are still pregnant. This one might just take some time.
It's going to be a long labor.
What?
One's just stewing in there for no real reason. The other one's in there because he's too dumb to find his way out.
You finally get born and they're like, we think there might be another.
Oh, yeah, he's in there. He's annoying.
He doesn't want to leave. He keeps yelling, it's nice in here.
It's warm in the womb.
I'm kind of wet like a worm. How he thinks worms are wet. I've come out fully formed.
He doesn't know about what worms are, but because I came out fully formed, I told him what worms were in the womb.
It's really free. He's really scared of being born into a world of worms.
I told him about nothing else. Just worms. Yeah.
Once we get out of this here pussy, you see, Jackson, there's nothing but worms.
And worms are those long pink snakes?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But they're not wet. They seem like they should be wet, but they're not wet.
I'm staying in, dude. Yeah. I'm staying in.
Yeah, you just stay in this here pussy.
And then I slide out. Ah! Where are the worms? Would you be scared of E.T. when you saw E.T.? You frightened?
Yeah.
You're running? You're hitting him?
No.
Fight or flight. E.T.
I would grab the nearest thing and throw it at it.
Also, okay. Well.
Are we in a shed?
That's the pizza.
Oh, shit.
Brother's going to kick the shit out of you.
Okay, we cover E.T. in hot, greasy cheese. We burn E.T. runs into the cornfield. Oh, well.
The fuck was that?
We upset a kid? Wait. When we first run into E.T., do you reckon he's covered? Is he wearing like a blanket or anything? Or is he just standing there being a freak?
I think he's hiding kind of in the shed.
I think that at night time.
You think he's like a fucked up kid?
Yeah. Mm.
You'd be like, do we know any fucked up kids?
Mom, there's a fucked up kid in the thing. Sorry for saying fuck.
Don't tell mom. Oh, we can't. If mom finds out, we've got this fucked up kid in the shed.
Don't tell mom.
Oh, yeah. What if this fucked up kid's cool and has a Nintendo
DS?
Yeah,
you don't know. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, fucked up kid, you got a Nintendo DS? You don't know how to speak it. Shut the fuck up.
The hot cheese and douche's bullying makes it flee into the cornfield. That is where E.T. goes after Elliot meets him the first time.
Is he some kind of foreign exchange student?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Is he from a country? What country?
Are you from France?
Is there a country where people got no knees?
I'm young and stupid.
It's the 80s. We don't have the internet. And I'm confused.
Do you think?
What's your name, fucked up kid?
Yeah.
Well, he runs into the cornfield.
Oh, where are you going?
He's already
out of the corn.
He was primed to flee. But in the movie, Elliot's like, I gotta go into the woods behind the cornfield to try and track him down.
Okay. Well, I feel this would be one of us is like, gotta go tell mom.
Yeah.
The other one was like, why are you too scared? And then that will inevitably make all of us go and hunt down this.
I'm not scared of him. He's just a fucked up kid from France with no knees.
Yeah, it's normal. I saw it in a magazine once.
I actually went to France before you guys were born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They love sandwiches, I think.
You know a French sandwich?
You know one of those French sandwiches?
Yeah,
It's got no crusts or too much crust.
It's real good. At school, that's all I eat.
Yeah, we know.
Become confused and to try and trap E.T., make him a French sandwich. That's just, I like to imagine it's two slices of bread, but with a crust cut off, but put in the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
A crust sandwich with no crust. You sure this is what the French thing?
Yeah, they love it.
So the three of us go into the kitchen. We start making a French sandwich. Yeah, boys, what are you making? Nothing. We're just making a snack, Mom.
Nothing, but we don't have to always be in our business.
Mom, leave me alone. I'm fucking 11 or some shit. Mom, go look after Drew Barrymore. She's smaller than us.
Yeah. Their older brother who's, I'm sorry, Dad left us to go to Mexico. We've not been paying heaps of attention to the family, really. What's happening?
Mom, do you know Dungeons & Dragons causes Satanism? I think you should speak to him.
I'm scared that he's going to summon the devil.
As we're making the French sandwich, I'm like, devil? Oh, no.
Did they summon the devil? And is that what we're going to give the French sandwich to?
This might either protect us.
Hey, Mom, does the devil eat sandwiches?
What do you know about France?
We're just really scared of the sandwich now.
What if we just give him something else from the fridge?
Well,
I'm going to get a can of Pepsi out of the fridge. We'll give him that.
Just Frankfurt's. I reckon Satan's hate Frankfurt, love Frankfurt's.
Yeah.
So if he eats that, is it a good or a bad sign about him being the devil?
Well, the devil would eat the devil's favorite sandwich.
Yeah. Maybe then won't eat us, the three little boys.
Okay.
Yeah. So with a French sandwich, a can of Pepsi, some Frankfurters,
we'll go into the woods. Yeah. Unless you're bringing anything else.
No, I reckon that's it.
We're going to be fully equipped.
Like a link of sausages around my neck.
I'm holding a long sandwich. Okay. Then we got to trap. In the movie, they get E.T. in the woods, right? Because he meets him in
French
the
French Satan. We've got your sandwich.
Does he start getting sick?
No, not. Does E.T.?
Yeah.
Not straight away, I don't think. This is crazy because I feel like me and you have seen this movie a million times.
Yeah, we've.
Specifically because we've done like two episodes on it. Friend show of the show, Total Reboot with Cam and Alexi. But I feel like I've watched E.T. so many times, but I cannot remember now how they acquire E.T. Doesn't he take the Reese's pieces into the woods, puts them down so E.T. can?
Oh, he's a botanist. He's got a job.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I guess that means there's E.T.'s because he is also.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So he shrieks and E.T. runs off into the cornfield, but then Elliot's like, I found him. And they're like, no, you didn't. And he leaves a trail of Reese's Pieces.
Oh, back to his house.
And he lures him back to his house.
Okay, so I guess we leave Frankfurt.
So we don't, we're hunting him. Unlike little Elliot, we're like, wow. Well,
we got to capture them.
We're going to go and find him and help him out.
What do you think would happen to E.T.?
Hey, Mom, we found a French boy. We're just going to take him back to France.
We're just going
to
give him a sandwich he loves, I think.
What would happen to E.T. if he was manhandled by three boys and forced to eat hot dogs, a lot of bread, and finish it off with half a Pepsi.
We got your favorite sandwich. He loves it.
He's like doing
does
that
E.T.
thing.
Does E.T. have teeth?
Yes, and it's bad.
It's not good to look at.
He does have teeth. E.T. does have teeth, so he could eat a hot dog.
if that's the
question.
And like, he seems to like, you know, Reese's Pizzas.
That's true.
So I'm guessing he would also like all kinds of earth food.
Yeah.
Including this French sandwich that we've slaved over a hot stove all day to make.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so then we got to bring E.T. into the house. So
well, at this point, E.T. starts mimicking Elliot's movements because, like, Elliot's kind to E.T.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I guess we haven't been
unkind.
Look, we've been, I would say,
medium.
We got
startled by him.
Yeah, yeah.
We got scared, but then we gave him food.
Yeah, we gave him hot dogs.
And it's not like we're trying to hit him with a bat and we're not shooting guns or whatever.
Do you want
to
play Atari with us?
You
want to come over? We'll like a sleepover at our house. And then we'd be like, Mom, with a French kid staying with us tonight. And she'll be like, oh, that's nice.
Whatever. Ignore it. Are you a pug that became a boy? or maybe you're what a dog looks like with no fur on? Or the devil. Yeah. We never clarify. Yeah.
You gotta tell us if you're a Satan.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, if you meet the devil and you ask if the devil's the devil, does the devil have to tell you it's the devil?
I don't know, dear. I don't think so.
We're going to ask our older brother. He is summoning a Satan currently. Hey, older brother.
Did you summon this guy?
Did you summon a Satan? And if you ask a Satan if it's a Satan, does he have to say he's a Satan?
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah. Hey, older brother,
aren't they lawful?
If you think a cop, that undercover cop's a cop, and you ask him there's a cop, he has to say it's a cop. Did you know that, older brother? That's the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that on TV.
Pretty different from the devil, though.
Yeah. Why?
Devil's a kind of cop.
Yeah.
I imagine at this point, E.T.'s just walked out.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. He's either French or a Satan. We haven't done
that. Or maybe like a dog that got shot with a man gun. Oh, we don't know.
Yeah.
Or a man that got shot with a dog gun.
That's a good
point.
And it
went really wrong.
Yeah, that's a good theory. So we don't know yet.
Okay, how quickly do we... What we got E.T. in our room.
Mm-hmm.
We share a room. What's it?
Triple bunk bed.
Yeah, triple bunks.
Yeah.
No, two bunks, and then I'm in a slide-out bed from the bottom that you slide underneath when I go to sleep.
Every morning, whoever's in the bottom bunk wakes up to a... Oh, you forget.
Every single morning.
You forget.
Unlike glow in the dark writing, you are under our bed. Don't get up.
Okay.
Why do I do that?
Help! Help! It panics me every morning. It's actually the words do more damage than if I don't get up normal.
He wrote them.
You're in a drawer and you have memento.
No! What's memento? I've got stuff written on my body, but I'm in the dark. I can't see it. What do I need to remember? Every morning. Yeah. It's your alarm, basically.
We get shaken out of bed. That's what wakes us up.
Okay, so first thing I'm thinking with E.T., I want to put clothes on him.
Oh,
yeah. Smart.
Give him a pair of nice denim jeans.
Give him a pair of, I understand that you're going to want, clothes from your, what I envision, culture.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to do some American fashioned jeans.
Yeah.
A lovely,
blue
I don't
jeans.
Know, blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Some kind of Mickey Mouse t-shirt. But to keep in, you know, in, yeah. with your cultural roots. If he's roots,
from France,
we'll
maybe.
Give you a beret.
Yeah, okay, nice. ET's looking good.
ET's looking How good. Are jeans going to look on ET's crumpled, tiny legs?
Beret, I reckon. They're going to look.
Maybe I'll give him a scarf.
I think ET, well, he's got the neck for it.
Well, he does.
He's got the neck for it. He's got a long, elegant swan neck, so it works.
I'm imagining kind of like, you know, the traditional mime, you know. The good.
Oh, yeah, like, okay, like, yeah, yeah. Like
okay, so I'm going to show you a picture of ET's full body, and you tell me where the jeans go.
Okay, so if ET could wear pants.
Yeah, would he wear pants like this? ET's got such a fucking pube mound, dude.
So I'm guessing instead of jeans, we're giving him like jorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll give him some.
No. It's gonna have to be a long t-shirt and shoes. There's no place for
you're
pants.
Giving him jorts.
He's got legs.
He's got legs. He runs.
No, he's got feet.
He's got legs.
Where are his legs?
Underneath his paunch. I'm imagining it hangs
like
over.
Big, yeah, gut. You gotta.
Oh wait, hang on. I think this is a side on.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm imagining
no
his
legs,
paunch.
Just feet.
It hangs over.
Where's how's he got no legs?
Come on.
Well, it's like feet stuck to his body.
He can't just have feet. That doesn't work.
His paunch is he's hiding his legs and his little gross ET dick.
Yeah, his little gross ET dick's under the paunch.
So he lifts up the paunch to flash his ET dick?
Yeah.
Look, I understand that maybe in France things are different, in America we wear underderps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll put,
in D'America.
We'll put underwear on him at least, dude. Yeah, we can fit underwear derps. Even if it's just legs.
Yeah.
We could put under derps. That's right. Yeah.
Give him some derps. Give him some like some booty shorts.
Yeah.
Maybe some slippers.
Yeah. Yeah. He's looking good.
Converse.
No.
Air Jordans. Wait.
Whoa.
That was probably not a thing in '82. Wait. Was it?
Not Jordans, but Nike.
Nike. We could put Nike on him.
Who was our sporting hero in the '80s? In '82.
I mean, basketball was at that point. Oh wait, no, they would have. Because Chuck Taylors were becoming Converse. Here's another angle of ET. Where are his legs?
Behind his arms.
He's got like a tiny, thin, nothing leg. We can put tidy whitey on these.
Oh, yeah, easy. I'm just
tidy whiteys, and you put like, you know, some booty shorts.
We'll figure short skirt and a long
jacket.
That's the perfect outfit for ET.
Oh my god, it is the perfect outfit for.
Okay,
that is good because then ET can still move his fucked up, barely legs but feet. Yeah, big, gross feet.
When ET starts revealing psychic powers to us, how would we react to that?
Well, we get drunk at school.
Okay.
The boys are acting extra stupid.
I think
their dumbness is getting worse.
Yeah. No. There's a guy at our house who's hammered.
I don't know if you know this. I think he loves wine. I get it.
He loves wine.
Mr. teacher, sir. I don't know if you know this, but the French love wine, and our French boy, he's mind melded us.
I'm horned up.
I'm just punching the phone.
They're all so horny.
That's fucked up that ET's horny at our house now.
That's why they call them the kisses.
Yeah. Makes sense, doesn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's a question as well.
Yeah.
So ET starts sucking off Elliot's power.
Juice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think are we going to be more okay than Elliot is?
Well, there is three of us.
Yeah, this is distributed across the three of us.
So we'll probably be fine, but...
He's getting sick.
Yeah, he's... What? So here's the thing that we've never been able to get to the bottom of. What makes ET sick?
He's sick because he's only been eating Reese's Pieces.
Uh-huh.
Which is not really a diet that he's used to, peanut butter.
Surely it'd be the atmosphere, right?
Well, I don't know. He's... Yeah, maybe.
What gets the aliens from Mars, the common cold?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess maybe it's just like the atmosphere is making ET sick, which in turn makes Elliot sick. Because what else could it be? That's funny as well, because that means that we are all going to get like a little bit sick, but ET's going to get really fucked up. Like it's going to be a very different scenario. We're going to be like, oh yeah, I feel a little under the weather, whilst ET's becoming a white dog turd before our very eyes. Yeah, have you found what makes ET sick?
Elliot thinks that the doctors are killing him.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, because he's getting scared of the doctors, and that makes ET sort of... No, because ET becomes unwell before that, too.
Yeah.
Remember, there's that horrible scene of ET's corpse in a river?
Yeah.
That's one of the worst scenes in movies. ET's corpse in a river is bad.
So we need flowers? Is that what we need?
I don't know. I don't know what ET needs to feel better.
Chrysanthemums?
Well, we're never figuring that out. Let's be honest, boys. There's no way in hell we're figuring out what made ET sick. But do you think that we can prevent ET from being collected by the government?
Well, there's three of us to run interference.
Yeah, but
we
like,
are we mind melded with said ET?
Are we thinking ET's an alien? Yet?
No.
Yeah, at no point. Even when he goes home, we're like, huh.
Who was that kid?
His car's weird.
I guess we'll visit when we're in Europe.
Yeah, well, because like, there's that scene, ET, he's like, sucking down fucking grapes or whatever, and then
he points
to like the Earth,
yeah,
and then he points to like he explains to Elliot that he's from space.
Yeah.
Do you think that we would get that?
No,
just looking at yeah.
ET wants the planets, I guess.
Yeah,
just taking them off the roof.
I can't see I can't see the globes because they are shaped like balls. What's he pointing to?
Oh, that's right. Check your. I think it's your. Mm. Pubes?
What's this written on my foreskin? Read pubes.
Huh? You can't read pubes. They're hair.
I'll never get to the bottom of this mystery.
Maybe I'd grab like a geography book and like again flip to France. And like, when he's saying like ET go home, I'm like, home! And pointing at home.
Right, E.T.?
Home.
E.T.'s like pointing at Saturn and you pull his hand down and aim it at France. No, you're not from Saturn.
No, you're
Saturn's
from France.
You're a French boy.
French sandwiches. It's a sandwich with
That's what you keep eating.
I'll give mom another one.
E.T., too many carbs.
E.T., carb sick.
Yeah, the bigger spelling.
E.T., carb sleepy.
And he just dies.
Holy crap.
I guess he either had too many French sandwiches or not enough French sandwiches.
We'll never know.
I don't know the ratio, yeah. Well, yeah, Elliot also reveals E.T. to his older brother and younger sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we try and keep ET a secret, but eventually we
we'd fuck it up.
A lot of the questions will be about summoning a Satan.
Yeah, or it'll be like, okay, we got to make a deal, boys. No one can know about ET, and we make a deal, and then tonight at dinner, like, the camera's panning around all of us at the table, and it's just ET. We all stare at each other like we all forgot.
Whoops.
Oh, no! Mom, don't look at the end of the table! Ah! Don't look!
So this is...
Mom, it's private!
Mom, it's private! Just climbing on E.T., picking him up and taking him upstairs. Yeah.
This is Pierre.
He's our friend. What is that?
He's French!
He's French! He's from France, Mom.
Mom!
That's not what French people look like.
What?
Mom! Have you been to France?
Yes. You can't say that.
What?
When did you go to France? Without us?
Yeah, before you were born.
What?
Before we were
I
born.
Can't even handle this.
Mom,
we are taking Pierre. We are going to our
It's
place.
Funny because, like, without the context of E.T. pointing to the different planets, would you assume he was an alien?
No.
No. You might think he was a mutant or, like, something supernatural, like maybe the devil.
Yeah.
Mom burns our older brother's D&D books.
Yep. Could have been, assume it's a boy that got too sick.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
he's the sick boy theory.
Does mom call the hospital? A priest?
How religious?
Those are the options.
It would be hospital, priest, or police, I reckon.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
How religious is our mom currently?
She's not terribly religious.
Yeah, well, she is letting our older brother play the indie.
Yeah, that's true.
I reckon cops are getting called because it's
I think hospital.
Well, look at this sick little boy. He's so sick that he...
Yeah, and she's got no reason to not believe that he's not from France.
Yeah, that's true. So...
And then when the police come, or the doctors come, E.T. gets scared, we get a bit sick.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom.
Yeah.
Whoa.
E.T., do you reckon he'd run away?
He's probably the police?
Yeah.
Oh, he's tripping over his long jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he ain't getting away that quickly, that's for sure.
So the police
roll him over, two in the... brain?
The police? Rap. Would the police shoot E.T.?
No, because they capture him for science.
So we, I'm assuming we took him to hospital first.
But then
right?
they want to kill him in for science.
But that's if they believe he's an E.T.
Yeah.
We're like, he's from free.
But the hospital will look at him and be like, this is a fucking E.T.
Yeah, this guy is not a sick little boy,
nor is it a healthy French.
This is not what a, this, not what a human body looks like, what? Boys. Oh, and then we fast forward to the end of E.T. really early. We never did Halloween together. We never did the classic.
Oh, no, well, that means I miss out on E.T.'s best trick. When you use a camera flash, he faints.
That is a good trick. Well, I assume because doctors are like, you know, they take the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm.
Yeah.
The chances are they're not going to kill E.T.
No, but they might call the government who
will. Yeah. But then they'll be, giving up an E.T. or that thing that is like showing some level of... What happens... Okay, dumb question.
I'm listening.
What happens if, say, we live in a country that has never seen an orangutan before?
All right.
And then we took said orangutan to a hospital.
Okay.
And then we're like, our good friend here is dying sick.
Have you ever seen Joel Zammert an orangutan?
No one has. This is just like, okay, so in Hartpool, I think.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Right.
Made up?
You'll
I can't even tell if this was a made up place or a made up movie.
I might be pronouncing it like Hartpool, something like that.
Okay,
anyway.
What is it?
This was like in Napoleon times.
Yeah, not a movie?
No, this is real life.
Okay.
Hartpool.
Yeah, Hartpool.
It's a place. It'll be a place.
So during, and this was when like the English hated the French.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, I think I know this story.
And then like a ship crashed. Uh-huh. But then on the ship, there was a mascot.
Yeah.
A certain monkey wearing like a suit, wearing a military like outfit. And so then the people were like, this Frenchman. We hate the French.
Yeah.
So they hung the monkey.
Yeah.
That is good. That is good stuff. Yeah.
So in a similar situation.
Are they hanging E.T.?
That was what year? What century?
The Napoleon.
Yes, so those Napoleon times versus America in the 1980s, where they had.
They'd been to the moon.
They might think, I will concede this, that E.T. was a monkey.
Oh, yeah, it could have been a sick ape or Missing Link.
Yeah. Okay. There goes monkeys, this creature, human.
Yeah.
Not so much a Missing Link as like a weird left turn.
Yeah.
Evolutionary
if we took
process.
This thing that can communicate, presumably, and.
It doesn't really. It talks a bit. It
talks
but
a bit. Okay. Surely, would they call, like. Yeah, who were they calling?
They would call the government. If you saw E.T.
What is the government? What number is the government?
You would contact.
What do you fucking mean?
You'd contact the police, and then the police would contact the CIA.
Surely you'd contact a zoo.
No, it's communicating.
If you were like, hey, I've brought in this my friend here, and they're like, that is an orangutan.
Plus,
they're not
going to
call the CIA.
The government is looking for E.T.
That is true.
So the moment the hospital calls the police and is like, I don't know who to call, but we've got a fucked up alien.
We've
got some strange
monkey.
Creature that we don't know what it is. Yeah. The government's like, that's probably our E.T.
Yeah. Does it look fucked up? Does it look a bit like white?
Heaps.
Does it look like white dog shit?
I would say so.
Yeah. We'll come pick it up soon.
That's funny because in E.T. they were going to shoot E.T. The government's sick and tired of him.
Yeah. He keeps getting away.
But So. But does this story end with E.T. gets sick, dies? We're like, oh, that was bad. That was a crazy song.
I feel my belly's.
I feel better though. E.T.'s death made me strong.
And then in 20 years from then, kind of remember that time we hung out with that French student.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
I
guess
fondly.
The one big difference that's going to change quite substantially is like that plan only works at the end because the mom gets involved.
Yeah.
Because E.T., she loves her son, and her son and E.T. have a special connection.
Yeah.
But if we only get a little bit sick.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not dying, so mom doesn't care.
So if we're like, say if we are all three of us, very sick.
Then maybe mom would help.
Yeah, which means that the ending could still help, but I don't think we have the wiles.
No.
To make that happen. We're not going to steal a truck and unhook the tubes.
That's not happening. The moment E.T.'s lying on a fucking slab and we're on a slab opposite him and they're like, E.T.'s dead, I'm giving up.
Yeah, E.T.'s dead.
Who? I don't know an E.T. Oh, you mean the fucked up ape guy we hung out with for like a week? Yeah, okay.
Pierre?
Oh, that's sad. Oh, well.
Pierre. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Aww.
What killed him? It wasn't sandwiches, was it?
Do you know if he can eat?
Did we give Pierre too many sandwiches?
He can eat French bread?
French bread.
He can eat French bread because he's from France? He's not from France.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, yeah, because, like, maybe, like, the Mauritius, like, that.
There
yeah.
are other parts of the, no.
No?
No. Ha.
Was it, oh, French Canadian.
No, he's not a person.
What? I'm not... That's a horrible thing to say about our dead friend.
Yeah.
You know, he was an extraterrestrial.
What's that?
Is that what you call people from?
Space.
Just... What?
What the what? Fuck are you saying?
No.
We got a little cuss mouths.
That's a joke.
Aren't you meant to be fucking clever?
Yeah.
How? What makes you think he's from space, Con?
Because that's, the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
No.
Oh, he's from space.
We saw his spaceship land and a bunch of other guys like him.
Yeah.
Alive, though.
Yeah.
This one's definitely dead because she didn't do anything to help him.
What are you talking about?
Dead as a fucking doorknob, dude.
No.
If you look, we're cutting open his skull right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cutting open his human skull.
Autopsy.
Whoa, what's in E.T.?
Maybe they should have let him. Mm. Maybe they're like, oh, E.T.'s, like, for science, we're going to kill E.T. And we're like, yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough, see what's up his guts.
Yeah, see what's in him. I mean, don't look in his stomach because it'll just be bread, but the rest of him, yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
Because he's got that heart glow.
Yeah.
Find out what that is. Yeah. He's got healing capabilities.
Yeah, clearly not that good.
Yeah, didn't help him. Find out what's how he does that.
And what's his brain mind look melt. Like? Mind melt? Maybe he's got a fucked up brain.
Yeah, there's so much good. Yeah, chop him up.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in this little freak.
Sir, look, it's not a surprise to see that we've got to the end of E.T. and the only real difference is that E.T.'s dead and we don't care. So, yeah.
I said, not really where I expected it to go.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't expect to find that out about ourselves. We shouldn't have become convinced he was a little boy. That was our mistake.
Well, no, was that a mistake? Or if we, what? Okay, so we don't think he's a little
Let's
boy.
Let's rewind it back and we assume he's an extraterrestrial. Does it change anything? I'm like,
I'm not feeding him as much bread.
I'm probably scared.
Have I seen Alien yet? No. Have
yet?
I don't know. Have you seen Alien?
It's 82. Has it come out yet?
Oh.
No.
I thought you meant like, has this fictional version of you seen an alien just like separately from E.T.?
I'm pretty sure the first Alien 79.
I might have seen it. Or my older brother watched it and then I watched it sneakily and got scared.
Yeah, I watched it from like the doorway to the lounge room.
Mm.
If I find out E.T. can...
I'm still not sure about that.
Shut up, Siri.
If I find out E.T. can...
Oh, we're still not sure
about... Still not sure
about
that, Siri.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
we're not sure about shit, Siri. Yeah, I'm still not sure about
Siri, you're not fucking sure
about
Bomb of the
Nest
stuff. 500 episodes in. Are we sure? No! Siri.
Yeah.
Apple. Yeah, always listening. Yeah,
always
fucking listen to this.
What
fucking idiots.
What tipped her off?
You needed a hand. Yeah. Shut up, Siri.
Shut up, Siri.
Yeah.
If I find out E.T. can cure wounds, dude, I'm... hammering nails into my hands, pushing him to his limit.
Yeah.
Holy shit, E.T. can fix this? Chop off my hand.
Go on then.
Come on,
just
E.T.
Stabbing my own knee. Ow!
E.T.'s just like, that just heals it over so my hand is off. Oh. Can't put it back on.
I assumed it straight away you're going to go to that.
He's going to.
Hand on the table. Gotta stop.
Just like this beautiful smooth patch where your hand was. Oh.
Doctors can't fix that now.
Holding up the hand, E.T. fixes the end of that. No, that
you can get a prosthetic, I guess.
E.T.
Unless your hand's still good.
I guess. It's preserved now, but it's gonna rot away.
I mean,
slap an E.T. with my own hand.
If you hadn't have healed both over, there was probably a good chance you could
get him. I thought E.T. could sew me back
but
up.
Now it's all
I hate this little alien. I'm gonna flush him. Then you do have to hold me back so I don't take him to the toilet and flush him down.
Giving him a swirly.
How are you going to pick him up with one hand?
He's light.
Is he? He looks heavy.
He does look heavy.
He looks like he's got a really low center of gravity,
too. Yeah, he's hard to shove over. He'd be hard to bully.
Yeah, he would be hard to bully.
He's very easy to bully.
Easy to bully, but
you
yeah.
Just give him slaps on the top of the head.
Shrinks down, poor E.T.
If you don't want me to play your head like a drum, you should know how to drum shaped like a head shaped like a drum.
E.T., look at him. It's just like E.T. came to one house different to Elliot's house. Looking out the window at a sad little boy as you play bongo drums in his head.
Just bouncing a Pepsi on his head.
This is good.
We're going to call you Table.
And sometimes I'm going to call you Cunt.
I reckon I can tip him over. Yeah. Grabbing him by the base and flipping him. He came to the wrong house.
Fucking check the address next time. Hey, idiot. We're the worst house in the suburb.
He's giving him a dead leg.
Oh, you corked him. You corked him. He ate it. I'm going to hold his body. You hold his legs and we'll straighten him out. Okay? You pull his legs and we'll see how much leg is in him.
Whoa, his neck gets real long.
Oh, yuck.
She's like a slinky.
Well, okay, that's one way he could go.
Yeah, that's probably the more accurate way.
I think
really.
So, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What happens if we find him as grown-ups.
Yeah, we find him as grown-ups, we're like, we got to kill him immediately. And then one of us is like, wait. This
head.
Could be funny.
Flat like a drum and the table.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, I probably, if I'm finding him as a 35-year-old man, I'd probably call pest control.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think
I've got some kind of bat in my shed. I don't know.
I think I would go puppet, and then when he moved, haunted puppet.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. I'm going, some kind of bat or a shaved raccoon.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting a crucifix on his face to try and get whatever is possessing this puppet.
Imagine
out.
It works.
That's scary.
You press the crucifix on E.T. and it's like steam comes up.
E.T. opens up his mouth and a little spirit flies out and he collapses. I'm like, what?
Well, he was an alien, but he was also possessed. It was a separate thing.
He's sort of like a ventriloquist dummy for a large alien species that looks like that.
Yeah. I'd be way too scared to try anything biblical in case it worked.
Yeah, that would be frightening.
Hold up a cross and it works. I'm like,
what does that
reassess.
Mean for the world? Yeah.
I'd much prefer to just be a shaved dog that I have to put down.
Mom, we gotta go to the vet.
Yeah.
Why?
I just found this dog we need to put down.
Yeah. He's walking like a man. Well, no. He's not walking like a dog, I will say that much. I'd like to put E.T. in the dryer, I think.
Yeah. What happens?
Well, yeah.
Gets hot.
Yeah. Because, again, if you're thinking about it, like, oh, yeah, if he got into, like, you know, a box, like a cardboard box, you put a blanket in there, I might take him to the vet.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go. I'm certainly not befriending him.
No.
He's too oily.
If I'm
too oily for that. Yeah.
If I'm old enough where I have a car,
yeah,
I'm driving more of that.
Yeah. And then it's a vet's problem.
Then it's not my issue. Yeah.
Hey, if no one comes to collect him, feel free to put him down.
That's good to say, like, as you're leaving the vet's office with a bunch of people with their dogs and cats waiting in the waiting room.
Hey, you've got a if no collection within 6 hours put down policy, yeah?
Right? Can you?
Can you? We all agree.
Yeah. We're all thinking it. That thing should be put down.
Anyway, this has not made any impact on me, and I'm going to forget about this in 45 minutes. See ya!
Bye!
Yeah, it's like, we found this in our shed. I was like, I don't know, like, just remember it might have been hucking up something and causing a bit of a ruckus. Yeah. I think maybe a dog must have bitten it. Probably got rabies.
Yeah.
Son's put it down.
I think it's probably time.
I popped back in the room. Yeah. It's probably definitely got rabies. You should put it down. Yeah, definitely put it down.
Definitely.
I think you should kill this freak.
I've taken him to a priest. You know puppets?
I'm aware.
I think this one's a puppet with a bad spirit in it. Nobody should have ever made a puppet this oily.
Hey, father! Do you put down dogs?
I know this is not traditionally a dog, but it might as well be.
That boot there, that with the screeny thing, is there a hammer in there or something?
Hey, father, if I assume something is the devil, is it a sin or is it positive or negative if I kill it? Because
Come look at this.
Yeah. The vet wouldn't put it down.
Why are we yelling? It's the priest. Well, he's giving a sermon.
Yeah. I imagine you were talking to the priest.
A funeral is happening. I've walked in holding E.T.'s hand, who's walking alongside me.
Hey, what up, suckers?
Sorry to motherfucker, man. should this guy die?
Hey, you seem like good people to ask. Would you be sad if this guy died? You seem sad about this guy being dead.
Holding E.T. up with one hand.
Found this by the river.
I don't think it's a yabby. Could be, though.
Yeah. The best time to find E.T. is when he's disgusting and dead in a river. That's the ultimate time to find him because all that is we're down by the river. We poke it with a stick.
We're like, oh.
Yuck. Yeah. Then we go on with our day.
Father, the yabbies get this big.
And this lumpy? What do you reckon?
Tell me about this guy that died.
If there's room in the coffin.
Can we just put this in too?
Because like they're all going to the same place.
Yeah. Hell.
Yeah, is there?
Some widow starts crying.
What?
He's going anyway.
Yeah, what? You think he's going to heaven? What do you do?
You sad about this wet, gross thing? Oh, no, your husband.
Oh, right.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just going to squeeze in here.
Sorry.
Sorry,
I'm really sweaty.
Yeah.
And I just picking up my giant Gabby's little thing of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You want some chicken?
You want some chicken in your trying time, man?
It's a bit wet.
Yeah. You want some funeral chicken?
Oh, the grease is soaked into my coat. Fuck, don't you hate it when this happens? Do you have a napkin?
Yeah.
E.T.'s waddling out of the church.
I'll give you a napkin if you give me your leg.
Yeah.
Can this coat now smell like chicken? Here,
can you sniff it? Yeah, it'll be like chicken.
Yeah, damn it.
Anyway, who's this guy?
Who's that? Who's my dead? Husband. Oh.
Single?
Mom. Single now then? On the market, would you say? In the market? Looking for a handsome man with chicken in his coat, maybe?
I mean, I've come to you in a trying time. Yeah. I mean, I'm clearly a man of good
Oh, fuck my... Well, I don't know what he is.
Fuck that thing I hate, Scott. I'll be back.
Rush out of the church. Yeah. E.T.'s
call
hit,
me.
Hit by a car. Yeah, there's really no good scenario for E.T. to find us, is there?
No. E.T. finds woman that Earth Star. It's a death sentence.
It's just a death sentence for that little freak.
No matter our intentions.
No matter our age, intentions, we can choose to love E.T.
And he will die.
I'll be like, I'll give this E.T. so much fucking milkshake.
And it'll die from milkshake.
I'm like, I love this E.T. We need to tell a lot of people how great this E.T. is.
The government's sewing him up. Sewing him up. They had to unsew him first.
Yeah.
No winning for E.T. It's a lose-lose situation for all
E.T.'s E.T. lucky they found Elliot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not plumbing the Death Star. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Even though at the end it sounded like we were sad E.T.'s dead, I want you all to know we're actually happy. Fuck E.T.
We're joyous at his passing.
He's disgusting. He disgusts me.
Yeah. He gets oilier every time I watch that movie. Rancid.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.